ABC Radio Australia.
The outgoing Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum says the Australian government's support for fossil fuels is affecting the country's regional standing. In a farewell media conference after handing over the reins, Dame Meg Taylor says climate change is the region's most important issue. But as Liam Fox reports, Dame Meg says Australia's stance is actually blocking the way to the Pacific, presenting a united stand on the international stage.
Now no longer Secretary General and freed of the need to speak diplomatically, Dame Meg Taylor can now say what she really thinks.
Are you asking me of what people think or what governments think? I don't speak for the sovereign states, but I think people who are very concerned about the climate issues and what's happening in terms of the impact, yes, people are concerned about the government of Australia's position.
In a wide-ranging virtual press conference with journalists from around the region, Dame Meg highlighted what she sees as the big issues facing the region. She listed the threatened departure of Micronesian members, recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, increased great power competition, women's representation in politics, and human rights abuses in West Papua among them. But the biggest, the most important, the most pressing, she says, is climate change.
I hope the world is paying attention to this, sir. What does it mean for the future of our peoples? What does it mean for the future of member states? I just think that we're heading for real trouble and nobody's really talking about it.
It's also perhaps the most contentious issue for Australia's relations with Pacific Islands countries. That tension was most evident at the Forum Leaders meeting in Tuvalu in 2019. Talks about how climate change would be referenced in the meeting's final communique reportedly almost broke down because of a heated disagreement between Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison and host Anele Sopoanga. Dame Meg says Australia's stance has prevented the region from taking a united position to major international forums like the UN climate talks, also known as COPs.
We're not on the same page. And that's really unfortunate. And now that I'm not Secretary General, that is what being one of my major concerns. That when we get to the COP meeting, the influence is really through other mechanisms that have been set in place by our island states through their ambassadors in New York and in other countries to have influence.
Though she did draw a distinction between the actions of the national government and other actors.
Where I'm positive is in the state governments and with young people and communities in Australia that really understand what's going on. From the regional level, the Pacific Island Forum, in terms of islands, are just going to have to plough ahead.
Dame Meg is the first woman to hold the position of Secretary General. She's been widely praised for reforming the Forum Secretariat, instilling a greater sense of regionalism among members, increasing the participation of civil society groups and leading initiatives like the Pacific Humanitarian Pathway on COVID-19, which helped to coordinate a regional response to the pandemic. Now, though, after many years abroad, home is calling and she's heading back to Papua New Guinea, where she hopes to work in the development space. She laughed when asked if she'd go into politics.
Every Melanesian or every Pacific Islander is interested in politics because we live around it all the time. But to stand for office, I've not considered that seriously.
We'll see. The outgoing Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat, Dame Meg Taylor, and the reporter there, Liam Fox.